So today we're going to pray about something you probably didn't expect, and that is for the media. We're going to be using the National Day of Prayer's suggestions and reading some excerpts from what they recommend we read and write and share about the media and pray for them. They have some really good prayer points, and they actually did a 4-day prayer thing. It's going to be in our prayer points, the reference, so if you'd like to look into that and look at some more information, you're welcome to do that. In San Bernardino County, we have lots of places that share the news and the different journalists that do that. We have the Daily Bulletin, the Inland Empire Papers, we've got magazines, we have news, we have radio stations, television stations. So we need to think about all of them if you receive any of them, or you get your news from local news on your social media through whatever format that you do, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you name it, YouTube, who knows where you get yours. But we're going to pray for the media that people in our county are listening to. And we're going to look at some important facts about it. We know that it's powerful and they have a voice that's influential. But we're going to pray that God's voice exceeds the voice of journalism. And we're going to pray for journalists. We're going to pray for those that are sharing the news. We're going to pray for the truth. So a couple of little thoughts here. From the top national networks to local newspapers, we are faced with the challenge of sorting through commentary and conjecture in order to get to the truth. Those of us determined to be discerning are constantly faced with the task of wading through the media's often biased and immoral offerings to find wholesome and acceptable alternatives for ourselves and our families. We need to recognize and reject the errant messages of popular culture that run counter to the Judeo-Christian system of values. Please make our nation's and our county's journalists a subject of prayer. Ask the Lord to provide people who could work through television, radio, and print mediums with staff members and executives who are committed to accuracy and integrity. So God, we pray that right now. We also intercede on behalf of all of these people who would share their news. And we pray, God, that they are committed to accuracy and integrity, just like their journalism credo, that they must state that they will do that. We pray for truth and morality to be presented. We pray that, God, as your word says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. We know that the world system value bombards us through the news we listen to, TV we watch, movies that we watch, internet we spend time on, and all the others, and all the tabloids. So Lord, far too few of us realize how much our media and entertainment focus culture influences both us and our children, morally, spiritually, and ethically. We acknowledge there's a battle going on for our hearts, minds, and souls. And while it's easy to make the entertainment world and today's media the scapegoat for the destruction of godly values, morality, and decency in our nation, it's also irresponsible. The truth is that we have blindly allowed this information to listen to it without filtering it. We often watch things and listen to things without stopping and questioning whether or not it's true and whether or not you want us to listen to it. So God, you say the enemy is the prince of the power of the air, but God, you are the prince of princes. You are the king of kings. You are the Lord of lords. And we ask, God, that you will reign over the media coverage, that it will get distorted, like trying to get a radio station in at the right place. We pray, God, that people's ears will be open, that they will have ears to hear, and they will understand what is true and what is false. Give them discernment. Help them to turn off the news that is not coming across godly, that is sharing things with advertisements that are totally against, that you would not sit and listen to. In fact, God, I pray that as listeners of news, that we would experience your presence. You live in us by your spirit. And so God, and because of what your son did for us, and God, we ask that we would recognize that you are with us when we are listening to this stuff, and we would stop and question everything. Would you listen to that? Would you want us to feed our minds on those things? Then we pray for those that are reporting. We pray, God, they would even ask the same thing, especially those who are called by your name. And those who are not, God, we pray that they would be convicted that when they're not reporting truth, instead opinions or conjectures or just because it's what they think and believe themselves versus what actually happened. So God, we pray that the content will change. We pray that the people will choose righteous stations. We pray for Christians to rise up and share the truth so the truth will set people free. We pray that people in mass will leave stations and any type of media that is not sharing the truth. And as a result of that, they would not have the finances to continue. And we pray instead that monies will go to those, both Christian and non-Christian, God, who actually share the truth. And we thank you, God, that across the country, that we would like to be salt and light wherever we are. We ask you to raise up these godly men and women to be gifted, to bring change and goodness to the media in every area that they work. We ask them to give them creative ideas and wisdom that'll propel them to the front of their fields, just as you did with Nehemiah and Daniel. May you surround them with grace and protection when they do share the truth from the enemy's onslaught. We pray a hedge of protection around them. May they find favor with the right people. And for Christian media that exists, we pray that your spirit would bring the refiner's fire and purity so that those who profess your name will in fact represent you well. We pray that a great host of talented people will create products, shows, books that bring salvation, healing, encouragement, spiritual growth, and the advancement of your kingdom. We pray well over half Americans believe the news stories are often inaccurate and tend to favor one side of an issue over another. We pray then that journalists across America will do their best to bring light where there is darkness, truth where there is falseness. We ask you to strengthen and direct the will of all who write and shape the coverage of newspapers, TV, radio, and magazines. We pray you would remove those who desire to report anything less than the truth and to be a service to humanity. Shine your light on those that have your light and that are speaking the truth, and shine your light on those that are doing the darkness and expose them for what they're doing. May you raise up, O Lord, those who are bold to confront evil and injustice, who reject the half-truths that deceive and the biased words that corrupt. We ask you to promote those who will use the power of their words for good and who bring the respect and integrity of character that honors their profession. Give wisdom, honesty, and courage to those who seek your face. Restore a righteous standard of journalism so that truth might prevail throughout our nation. Amen.